Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be with you. We are in the long run, the short run of the long day or whatever. We are on the week of Christmas. And I know that many of you are those kind of people that, you know, you had everything done ahead of time and it's all ready and you don't have to fret a bit. Maybe you're just taking the week off, sipping a little hot cocoa, whatever the case may be. Finish, maybe got to put an extra bow or two on the packages. My house is a little less organized than that this year, and it seems like Christmas rolled around just really, really fast. But we are excited that the family's going to be coming in later this week. And I thought, well, I'd spend the hour with you today. We'll sip a little coffee and try to talk a little common sense and see what's going on. And I have in my hand, now this is a question that I'm going to put out to you because you are We the People. And this is actually coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. I put a lot of stock in the Heritage Foundation. I like most of what they put out, agree with almost all of it. Probably expound a little bit more. I'm probably a little more radical than they are. But the Tea Party, this is written by Heath Hansen. Is it a movement now? Or not just a mood? Or is it a mood? Is it just a phase, just something we're going through, and it's not anything, you know, it's just, you know, it's not important. Is it a movement? Is it something that's really active? Or has it just been people in a mood? Well, that was the question posed by the Weekly Standard columnist on Fox News, and that was a contributor with Stephen Hayes, as he kicked off a panel at the Heritage Foundation celebrating the fifth anniversary of the Tea Party. Is the Tea Party a movement or just a mood? So I want your opinion. So you give me a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Okay, we have Catherine from Nebraska already. Catherine, how are you today?
It's always midnight mass and under the tree. We'd have maybe an article of clothing that we could unwrap and wear for that mass as a Christmas gift. Also, oranges were not very plentiful then, and so we'd have oranges as under the tree and maybe a doll and stuff like that, but that was immediate memories of it. And yes, we did have a Santa Claus, and I had a brother that was kind of ornery, and yes, he back, and told that brother he better behave a little bit more. And then I had three aunts that were teachers. And so when we go down to our grandparents about an hour away, they would make a candle, and they'd have a pineapple ring and put a banana in it, and then a cherry on top of that and a marshmallow for a handle. And that was our decoration. And then after we all had that, why, I would take a book and go in and read. That was my Christmas way back when I was, five or six.
Awesome.
It way early.
What a warm memory.
Yeah, and thank you, Beth, for being you and daring to speak the truth always. I've got notes, and I keep calling my neighbors to listen to you.
Thank you.
You come across like America should be.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Catherine. I really do. You know, it's I am what I am. I can't be anything else. I'm just a little Beth Ann. That's all I am. It's all I ever have been. And I love family. I love Christmas. I love what I do. I love my country. And I'm concerned, like a mother is when a child's maybe made a wrong decision. I'm concerned about our nation because I see so many wrong decisions being made that are going to hurt the children. And I kind of feel like the mom, and they're my children. And thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you, and for keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I will. I'm going to do that as long as I possibly can. Thank you, Catherine.
No.
What a wonderful way to start out Monday. Now she's got me crying. All right. The question today is the Tea Party a movement or just a mood? You know, my country means so much to me. My opinion is it's a movement. The only problem with the Tea Party that I have is that it's not organized, but then that is, again, the beauty of the Tea Party, because it's not really a party. It's a movement of people concerned about our nation, concerned about the future that we're leaving behind for our children and our grandchildren, which is why I say every day we have to bring America home. And we're going to talk about home on Christmas Eve. If you have the time to listen on Christmas Eve, we're going to talk about home. But this question, as it was thrown out there, let's continue with this. Hayes and his co-panelists in Heritage Action for America CEO Michael Needham and University of Virginia Professor of Politics James Caesar also agreed that the Tea Party is in fact a movement. Moods, as Hayes noted, don't last for 5 years. Okay, we have another caller. We have Theodore from Missouri. Theodore, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. How are you? Thank you for the open invitation to call in.
You are more than welcome.
I want to talk about the Tea Party just a little bit.
Yes, go ahead.
James Madison advocated many parties. Okay, he said by increasing the number of factions or parties and expanding the number of candidates available to vote for, you limit the ability for corrupt and unqualified candidates to bribe voters and to use trickery to win office. So, in other words, the more people there are to vote for, the less likely there are for the crooks to get in there, because they can't. It's going to be harder for them to pander to all the parties. I'll let you pontificate that, Dan. I just love your show.
Thank you. Theodore, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you subscribe to the PIN?
No, I don't, but I intend to.
Okay, well, you get started. You do that today, and I'll send you the one that was from September and October. I'm always running behind, by the way, so be prepared for that. But I actually had an article in there. It included Washington's farewell address, just points that he made, and he prophetically warned us against the parties. And I think that is so revelationing today because of what has happened. The Democrat and the Republican Party they've hijacked this nation. And so the Tea Party
they
absolutely have. And that's why we call them D.C. occupiers. They're occupying offices and cutting deals. And unfortunately, that has trickled down. Instead of sovereignty trickling up, this corruptness has trickled down to our state.
Corruption, Beth Ann, is the exact perfect word.
It is.
These people, Republicans and Democrats, both of them, are out for one thing, and that's themselves, which automatically eliminates you and I.
It certainly does. And you know, when I read the article, we're getting ready to go into a break, Theodore, thank you. When we read these articles that come across, they never talk about what it's going to do to the people. They might talk about the corporations on occasion, but it's always about how that's going to affect the Democrat or the Republican Party, and that just infuriates this little girl. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. The question is the Tea Party? Thank you, Theodore. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. Is the Tea Party a movement, or is it just a mood, you know, just kind of a fad? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Thank you. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The question I'm posing out to you today is the same that they have done on the Heritage Foundation when they had their council. And is the Tea Party a movement or is it just a mood? Now, let me continue where I was here. Okay, I'm not going to get to continue. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, I actually feel that liberalism in this country is a movement, and I usually put the word bowel in front of it.
Now, say that again. I didn't understand you.
Well, I consider liberalism to be a movement in this country, and I generally put the word bowel in front of it.
Hmm.
Bowel movement.
I got you. I understood. Well, it is something that's sweeping this nation. It's an ideal that takes us totally away from liberty and sovereignty.
Well, you know, getting serious, we have journalism in this country that really isn't willing to accept conservatism or the Tea Party. And, you know, what, we just had an off-year election. We made a number of, you know, we were fairly successful. And, of course, the Tea Party now isn't going to be quite as active as we are 2 years from now when we're going into a major general election.
But they need to be.
Yeah, and I expect the Tea Party to be active.
Yeah, so, that's the beauty of the Republic, or that is the importance of the Republic, is we have got to stay active. We cannot just wait until it's kind of like cramming for your finals on the last night when you haven't done your homework all quarter or whatever semester.
Sure.
You have to stay vigilant. And we haven't done that.
Yeah, well, you know, it still is at the grassroots level. But, you know, as we go into a major election, we will be having, you know, different get-togethers. You know, in my town, we have several different groups that meet, and we actually have conservative politicians that will come and talk to us. And once again, as we get closer to a major election, it will get going again.
Yes, and it's, you know, and we need to. This is going to be a major, major election come 2016. But we need to be at it now. We need to be keeping a watch at our state capitals. We need to be keeping a watch on them guys up in D.C., although I'm not sure it does any good to keep an eye on them. But we need to do that, and we absolutely have got to keep those phone lines open. You know, our president is not the only one with a phone and a pen.
I wonder if he knows how to really use it.
Yeah. Well, we do, too. We're just not doing it.
Sure.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your call. You have a Merry Christmas. We have Elliot from New Jersey. Elliot, what's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, sweetheart. I'm just throwing a quick Merry Christmas and lots of love from me and Chico. And to get to the Tea Party, as an active South Jersey Tea Party patriot.
There you go.
I'm on the board member and everything. Our cause has been this last year to go after Common Core. However, the way that the, I don't know, people succumb to whatever, we changed our name, if you will. We're still active, but we went to Faith Freedom Coalition.
All right.
And the only one that was hotter than a hen was me, because I said, look, this is what we are. We have no blemishes. We're doing well, and we need to stand up and use the Tea Party and not be intimidated.
Absolutely.
That hasn't worked out so well as far as they literally. I have my T-shirt on right now. I have 10 or 12 of them, for crying out loud, because I wear them everywhere to everything. If they don't see me in my Tea Party Patriot shirt, they probably don't know who I am.
It's become your identity. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. And the little dog, Chico, he's always in my arm with me, you know, so we're the pair. I think he's the Tea Party mascot, in fact.
And there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Go ahead. I was just going to say the Tea Party has got to stay vigilant. And I was going to say you mentioned you've been fighting Common Core up there. Well, the rhinos in the Republican Party do not like the Tea Partiers. They do not like liberty. They want to keep control. And so right now they're talking about Jeb Bush, and they want Jeb Bush to run, and they're all trying to rush to that. The rhinos are to try and get him in there. He is 100% all 50 states, Common Core.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yes.
I think we've had enough of the Bush dynasty.
I think you're right.
You know, I kind of liked Georgie. I really didn't like his father because he signed the treaty in Brazil in 1992.
Well, he was the first one. He was the first one that uttered those words, New World Order.
Yes, I don't like that.
No.
But at any rate, that's a little update you might not be aware of.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, I'm disappointed that we just didn't have the cojones as a whole group to stay with our name.
Yes, we have to. I mean, you need to, well, I don't know. You know, a rose is a rose is a rose is a rose by any other name. It's still a rose, isn't it? So just keep the fight going, okay? Just keep the fight. Don't keep wearing those T-shirts, Elliot.
Oh, I wear them.
And keep Chico happy.
All right.
Thank you.
You have a great holiday.
Thank you very much, Elliot. I appreciate it. Well, let's see what the Tea Party has done. Again, your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. In recent polls regarding the National Tea Party, it says here, the support show the panel's assessment is correct. An NBC News Wall Street Journal poll in November found, listen to this now, I hope Elliot's still listening, one-fifth of American adults consider themselves supporters of the Tea Party. Now, you know, we've heard all kinds of things when we're talking about the taxes, when we're talking about this, when we're talking about that, about the 2% or the 3% or the 1%. One-fifth of the American people consider themselves supporters of the Tea Party. And it's not even a party. what it is? It's we the people. It's we the people finally taking a stand as a republic and making our voices heard. Maybe we should call this the Tea Party Network. Bringing people home. As the panel moderator, David, and I cannot pronounce his last name, Azarad, of the Heritage Foundation noted, that's quite an improvement from the original Tea Party, which numbered between 30 and 130 members. Started out small, you remember that? And even some of the conservative talk show hosts didn't like them. Not at first. Now that they found out they're popular, they're on board. But they didn't like them. And the media tried to make them out to be bad guys. But it just wasn't so. It just wasn't so. The panelists, it says, but the panelists didn't just rely on poll numbers to support their conclusions. They also highlighted some of the Tea Party's major accomplishments since its inception in 2009. Particularly noteworthy, it says here, according to the panelists, is the influence of the 2010 Tea Party candidates such as Senator Mike Lee of Utah, Ted Cruz of Texas, and Marco Rubio of Florida. Now, see, and it says also Rand Paul of Kentucky. Now, my mind's not made up on Marco Rubio. He and I don't agree on everything, but I don't agree on everything with the rest of them either. But I'm worried that he's going to get hijacked by the rhino. So we need to keep an eye and hold his hand a little bit, because he's a young conservative, and we need to take care of him. The media prefers to focus on failed Tea Party candidates, such as Sharon Angle in Nevada and Christine O'Donnell in Delaware. But it has been Lee, Cruz, and Rubio, and Paul, who have injected new life into the GOP and are producing its most innovative policy solutions. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, and I've said it before, the GOP rhinos do not like this. They do not like any of those men. They don't like what they stand for. They don't like it when they pipe up and make their opinions heard and speak for the Constitution. They don't like it. The rhinos do not like it. But the Tea Party needs to support these candidates, encourage them and others to be bold, to be brazen, to stand up and represent us, which is what they are supposed to do, protect that Constitution, protect our liberty and our independence and sovereignty, and maybe we'll reelect them. They need to know, and the candidates coming up need to know. Don't wait till 2016. You need to be working on it now. You know they're already thinking about it. We're already talking about it in the media. Who's going to run for president? Well, there's other offices besides president, and we need to fill them with good, honest men and women of integrity. We're going into a break. What is your opinion? Is the Tea Party a movement or just kind of a fad or a mood? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. the Trifecta for $40, and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Church, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The question today is out to you. Is the Tea Party a movement or just a mood, just a fad? What do you think? We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Ups and downs like usual, Beth Ann, and how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Okay, here's what I think the Tea Party movement is. We all know that intelligent, complex creations, wonderful creations, tend to degrade and degenerate and fall apart with time. With use, unless they are given very good maintenance and repair, unless an effort is put into maintaining them and repairing them well, like a car. If your car does not get good maintenance and repair,
gotcha.
And a lot of effort put into maintaining it, then it's going to degenerate and fall apart, and pretty soon it won't be able to go at all. And it's the same with the system of our government that our founding fathers created. They knew that they created an absolutely wonderful system of government, the best government the world had ever seen, the best system of best political system the world had ever seen. But they knew that also that there was many corrupt, degenerate, rotten people in this country that would try to pull the direction of the country away from what they had originally created, and that the people would have to maintain constant effort, you know, constant effort to maintain and repair and keep the wonderful creation of the founding fathers going. And so what the Tea Party movement is the Tea Party movement is whatever remains of the people in this country that aren't so degenerated that they still can see how wonderful the Founding Fathers' creation was. The Tea Party movement is whatever remains of the healthy survival instincts and the intelligence in the people of this country that can see how much better the creation of our Founding Fathers was than to the communistic system that's just about completely taken over. And so the Tea Party movement, you know, is whatever remains of remains or has been reawakened in some cases, like me. You know, people have reawakened and seen it.
Well, you know, we found out we were being bamboozled, and I think just, you know, realized, you know, hey, I got to say something.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do something, and I'm that somebody, right? So it is a movement.
Well, some people have seen that, yeah.
It is a movement. It's not just a mood. We got to keep everybody upbeat about it, though, you know, because we can't just get downtrodden and discouraged, because we're going to lose a lot of battles, but we got to just keep inching along, don't you think?
Well, if we have any hope of surviving, if we have any hope of having a decent life in this country, you know, for ourselves and for our posterity, we have to keep trying to restore the vision, the plan of the Founding Fathers.
And I think otherwise
things are just going to get worse and worse, degenerate, and life in this country is going to get worse and worse and worse.
No, I agree. And I think, too, that one thing you didn't mention, but is that spirit of independence. I think that the Tea Party movement, this one-fifth of the American people, I think they still want their independence. They just haven't quite figured out that they've lost it. But anyway, I agree with you. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your call. We have Jeff from Texas. Jeff, how are you today?
Doing very good.
What's on your mind, sir?
It's about the Tea Party you're speaking about.
Okay. Go ahead and give us your opinion.
Okay, I think that the Tea Party is only allowed to exist as token opposition to the Republican and the Democratic parties, because both the Republican-Democrat regimes are worldwide murderers of women and children, and the political system wants you to support them, but none of you take responsibility for all the murders that they do, only about whether your candidate wins. Are you represented? Because you're not represented.
Well, no, obviously we're not. And it's become about party. That's what we're saying. It's become the beauty of the Tea Party is it's not really a party. It is a movement. That's the beauty of it. They're not organized. Not really. And that's the beauty of it.
It doesn't make any difference. You don't stop the military industrial complex murdering us here and around the world.
I understand that. That's part of what's going on with the parties, though. They're being run by the complex, by the big corporations, by the bankers, by the Federal Reserve. They're being run by that. People are waking up and
criminal.
Well, yeah, they are not. Well, there are a few, Jeff, that are trying to do the right thing, but they are outnumbered.
Harder.
I agree. Okay, Jeff, we're going to let you go. Thank you. We have been taken over. There's no doubt about it, my friends. We've been taken over. All right, let's continue with this while I wait for more calls. It says Needham pointed specifically to Lee's higher education. Now they're talking about the successes they've had. Lee's Higher Education Reform and Opportunity, or they called it HERO Act, Senator Cruz proposed energy legislation, and Senator Ron Paul's focus on over-criminalization as prime examples of Tea Party ideas in action. Another sign of Tea Party successes, it says, has been its ability to set the terms of political debates. In particular, Cease credited the Tea Party with bringing the national debt onto the front burner and reminding Americans that if you spend it today, someone will pay for it tomorrow. And you know, we are leaving a debt. We are doing such a wrong thing to our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren that it is criminal, my friends, to be that selfish, to want something now, the entitlements, you can call them what you want, but to want it right now and to use tax money to be funding all kinds of things other than what it should be. There's no reason that it should cost what it costs to run this nation. The way it's set up originally, it should be pretty much a fine-tuned automobile. It needs occasional maintenance, there's no doubt. But we have really, really lost our focus and our goal. He goes on here. He says, Tea Partiers such as Cruz frequently have caused a ruckus on Capitol Hill, fighting spending bills and opposing debt ceiling increases. The result has even been legislative gridlock. Many on the left and in the mainstream media regard this as a failure of the Tea Party. But Hayes observed that was in some ways the entire point of the Tea Party. Absolutely stop them in their tracks. Stop them right there and say, whoa, we're done. We're not going to spend money on this. We're not going to spend money on that. We're done with it. Of course, it all passed here last week or week before. Another $1.1 trillion to keep this automobile gassed up and paying for everything until next year. So, here we go. We have Chris from Kentucky. Chris, how are you today?
Hello, Beth. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, my friend?
Oh, this is a great show. I just had the opportunity to have a day off of work and call in today.
Well, awesome. So, I'm glad you had a day off work. And you spent the hour with me. How awesome. Thank you.
Yes, it is. It's very pleasant. It's so enlightening, too. You know, all the callers are right. I mean, we the people are going to have to start getting our voices heard. Hold meetings in your county. Mm-hmm. Start talking to people. Mm-hmm. And most important, you know what, Beth? Our youth. We need to reach out to them because they're accepting all this tyranny. Everybody's busy with their iPads, and now it's Christmas, sports, and entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
We've got to get those diversions away from our young because
Chris, there's some young people. They're noticing. I mean, they notice. I mean, I'm talking about the young families, and they see the struggles that they're going through and the taxes that they're paying, and they see where their money's going. Well, you don't see where all of it goes because some of it's hidden. But you see that your money is disappearing.
It
what
sure
you're
is.
Earning, you're not taking home. And they know something's wrong, and they are speaking up. I mean, some of these Tea Party people, they are young people. That's, you know, Ron Paul had a huge young following.
Yes, he did.
And he's what we'd call an old man.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a young following, and that is encouraging to me, Chris. That's very encouraging. But you're right. We have to start holding those meetings. Don't be in your face kind of person. Be just truthful and straight and honest and wholesome to your neighbor, to your friends, and say, hey, did you see what happened? Do you know what that means at your house? What's going to do that? What's going to happen? And that's the way we got to wake them up. We can't just smack them in the head with a skillet. That won't work. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the call. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, a patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training, Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. And the question today that I have put out to you is the Tea Party a movement or a mood? I got this from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. And I thought, you know, who better to answer this question than CSC Talk Radio listeners? And I want to tell you something. I've had a busy couple of weeks. And things don't always go smoothly here. And it's been real tough. Real tough. And before I went on air today, I was really discouraged. Very discouraged. And you have been my breath of fresh air today. All of you. Starting with Catherine from Nebraska and on through all of you. Because you're the reason I'm here. You're the reason I put up with what I put up with every day to be here. And I thank you. And I encourage you to support the show in whatever way you possibly can, to order the pen, to send a donation, to keep calling in, to keep listening, share the show with your friends, whatever you can possibly do to keep CSC Talk Radio right here for you. And I want to thank you for encouraging me today. The Tea Party encourages me. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I worry about it getting hijacked, and I think it's that attempt has been going on. The Tea Party fueled up the debt debate, and that's had an even greater impact on state levels. We have to watch out on a local level, my friends, because that's how we were designed as a nation. To be governed locally. Who knows better than what you need in Nebraska, Missouri, Illinois, New Jersey, Arkansas, Texas, Kentucky, all of those who've called in. Who knows better what you need there than you, than the people who live there. Who knows better than you? We have another caller from Nebraska. We have Kay. Kay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you very much.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, my dear.
Merry Christmas to you.
You're talking about the Tea Party and people that call in and want to do the right thing and stick up for the Constitution?
Yes.
I'd like to read to you here from 2 Colossians 21 through 22.
Yes, please do.
It says, taste not, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men.
Hmm.
Yes.
Read that one
more
time.
And here we have this beautiful, beautiful Constitution that if they would follow it, we would be highly blessed. And it pulls forth the greatest in spiritual strength. But here we are, going down the road with the commandments and doctrines of men. And like I said, when it comes to lawyers, I don't think I believe in the political ones anymore.
No.
Their policies absolutely stink. And
well,
I think they've made it hard on the... No, they've demonized the jobs of those that want to do what's right.
Well, you know, and that's
what... Out here in our common, ordinary area, you know, they've demonized the jobs of our good people.
Over-criminalized. They're over-criminalization. They've made every one of us a criminal with these laws that they've put out there.
Yes.
Laws that maybe they're the good, maybe it's a good thing, but it shouldn't be a law. It should still be a choice with the people.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm talking about little things like, and maybe somebody will smack me one, I don't know, because a seatbelt, to wear a seatbelt. I think it's in your best interest to wear a seatbelt, but I don't believe it should be a law. I don't believe you should be a criminal if you choose not to wear one.
That's right.
But then I also don't think you ought to be able to sue somebody if something happens to you either, because you made
that
choice.
True, too.
Absolutely.
That's true, too.
I've got some other callers. Kay, thank you so much.
Yes.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you. We have Bob from Michigan. Yes. Bob, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call. Just one reminder. As far as the Tea Party goes, I think you said it was something around... 1 in 5 or something like that. Just remember...
One-fifth of the American people.
Okay, one-fifth. That's still pretty close, right. Okay, that's by my math, hopefully that's around 20%. And, you know, it was less than that that affected the revolution and the separation from the King of England.
That was exactly my point, Bob. Thank you for saying it like that.
And I think that's really important. So remember that. Everything you do is important. Out of small things, big things come.
Yep. When you think somebody ought to do something, maybe that somebody is you.
Yeah, look in the mirror.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You know, folks, I just can't even begin to tell you how much you've encouraged me today. You just have no idea what you've done to revitalize me today, because I am struggling here, and I mean I'm struggling bad to keep things going. But I believe it is so important to be here, and I believe this is the time, right here, right now, to make our voices heard. We've reached that point, that straw on a camel's back. We've reached that point. Enough is enough. And the people, what Bob said, if that's 20%, 20% of the people, one-fifth of the American people they interviewed are for the Tea Party. What they're saying is they're for the Constitution. They're for liberty. They're for sovereignty. They're for independence. But now we got to hone that down. We got to bring that down to a point. What is that independence in your life? What is that? What does it mean to you to be independent? And when we talk about this national debt, how important is that to you? We were designed to be governed locally. We're sitting here getting entitlements, spending tax money to D.C., and then getting a pittance back to be used in our local schools. How How lacking in common sense is that? It's a trick. It's like hiding little balls underneath the cups. It's a trick. We need to wake up and say, you know what? You're not going to get those tax dollars anymore. We could spend the best right here, right now, every bit of it, without taking just a pittance back from what we give to the federal government. You know, you've encouraged me today, made me feel a little more at home. And we have got to come together, my friends. Tea Party, we the people, to bring America home.
Walking in a winter wonderland, gone away is the bluebird, here to stay.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice and conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.